Today's daf in Masechet Menachot is daf Samach Beit. We're holding at the two dots, about one third of the way down. Ushtei Alechem. So the Mishnah continued. Ushtei Alechem, Ushnei Kivsei Atzeret. How do you manage to do the tenufa there? You put the Shtei Alechem on the top of the Shnei Kvasim and so on. Let's take a look at the Mekorot for these halachas. Tana Rabbana. Reinif HaKoen Otam Al Lechem HaBikurim. And it says, apparently, you're supposed to put the kvasim on top of the lechem habikurim, a rather strange kind of sandwich. So yochol, you might think it means exactly that literally, yaniach kvasim agabe alechem, which of course would be the opposite of what the Mishnah said. Talmud omar al shnei kvasim. On the other hand, the Torah says, put it on top of the kvasim. So once again, we have the same problem of the two different meanings as we had earlier, where we understood that it meant that there's got to be a twist and it required three kohanim. So here it says, V'nif ha-kohen otam al lechem ha-bikurim trufa lifnei ha-shnen al shnei kvasim. So that means that we have in the same pasuk al lechem ha-bikurim and then al shnei kvasim. So the otam al lechem ha-bikurim at the front, top of the pasuk, seems to be a contradiction to the Tunfal of Hashem, Al Shnei Kvasim, at the end of the pasuk. How do we explain this? So apparently what's happened over here is that Nishtakel HaKatuv. The pasuk now has created sort of a balance in which you have the Kvasim in the middle with the Lechem on top and the Lechem on the bottom. Eini Yodea, Im Lechem Al Gebe Kvasim, and Kvasim Al Gebe Lechem. We don't know which one to view as the central theme. It's a contradiction. So we have to say like this, therefore, Ma'amatz, you know, the Chomakom Lechem Lama'ala, just as we found in the other locations that we look, I'm going to examine what we mean in the other location, the Lechem goes on top. Afkan, here too, in the relationship between the Kivsei Atzeret and the Lechem, we're talking about over here, according to Rashi, we're talking about the Tufa. Remember that we have two Tnufot. We have the Tufa B'chayehem, and we have Tnufa L'achar Shechita. According to Rashi, this is the pre-Shechita Tnufa that we're referring to, and according to Rambam, this is referring to the post-Shechita Tnufa. So, in any event, let's take Rashi's approach, going to the Sugya. So here to the Kivsei Atzeret, the Lechem is on top of the Kvasi. Now, you made a reference to wherever. Where is wherever? Heichad. Where did we find Lechem Lamala? Omrev Baba, well, it's what we said yesterday. It's a reference to the Miluim. Rabbi Yossi ben Hamshulam Omer, Kvasim are Lamala, and not Lechem Lamala. Umani Mikayim Ashnei Kvasim. Why then does the Pasuk stress on the two Kvasim, which the Mashper Lechem goes on top? That doesn't mean physical placement. That means that the Lechem goes only with the two kvasim, but not with the other shiv'a kvasim. Lotzi shiv'a, which are part of the ola, and which is not part of the tenufa with the lechem at all, only the specific, unusual korban of the shnei kivsei atzeret, which are coming as a shlamim. Chanina ben Chachina yomer, minir shtei halechem ben yarchoteim shel kvasim. Basically, the bread is put between the thighs of these kvasim. And then you do the tenufa, which ends up that you're doing both. You're essentially creating a sandwich. Lechem al gabe kvasim, on the yerech that is underneath. Then you have kvasim al gabe alechem, but the yerech above. Omar Rebbe, that is disgusting. I mean, if they melech boser adam einasim, can you do something like that in front of a human and you throw up? So the female machem lachim akadosh baruch hu asim kein. I mean, that is a disgusting sandwich. Ella, it's got to be therefore that you would be meiniach zebet sadzeu meinif, and it doesn't mean al literally. Why not? Vahaba inan al. It says al lechem habikurim. It says al shnei kvasim. Amr le Rav Chista, Rav Amnuna. Va'amr le Rav Amnuna, the Rav Chista. That's not a question at all, because this is Rabbi Shita all over. Rabbi Lata'ame di Amar, when the Torah writes al, it does not mean above, it means next to. We see this as Rabbi understood the Pasuk, the Tanya, Vinatata al hamaarechet levona zaka. Rebbe Omer al does not mean to put the bezichin of levona on top of the lechem aponim. It means bisamuch, next to them on the shulchan. Well, continues the Braita, ta omer al bisamuch. Perhaps it means literally al, o eno ela al mamash. Kishu omer visakota al haaronet aparochet. Now, there's no possible way to read the word al in this case as meaning literally above, because obviously the parochet was a curtain which stood between the kodesh and the kodesh hakadosh. And there's no way to take out the meaning of al as saying we take the parochet and we put it over the oreg. Therefore, it's got to mean next to. And here too, Aviomer al means bisamuch, and that is the standard way in which we would look at al. Continues the Mishnah. How exactly do we do the tenufa? Molichu mevim ma'aleh u'morid. And we move it horizontally back and forth, and we move it vertically up and down. Omer Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. We're molich u'mevi. Now this is an interesting question as to whether Rashi means this seriously. Rashi says, when we talk about molich u'mevi, we do not mean back and forth in one direction. We mean do it to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west, which is a little bit strange, because, as the other Mefarshim point out, Rashi does not seem to be going in order, since the halacha is, which we learned from the Yamshel Shlomo, which we've seen in so many areas, that you're supposed to go in a circle, which is counterclockwise, and what Rashi has defined as north and south and east and west is not a circle. Therefore, they say it means lav dafka, but actually you go in a circle. Now, this is fascinating because, of course, we have exactly the same issue when it comes to the Na'anuim of the Lulav, which happened to be, as we're about to see in a moment, related exactly to this. Molichu mevi, however you do that, the four directions of the earth, the Misha Ruchot Shalom, so he who owns those four winds or those four directions, Ma'aleo Moli Umorid, the Misha Marim Varet Shalom, so that the entire metaphor of the halacha of Ova and halacha of Orada is basically describing the mokum that the Shekhinah has provided for us. B'ma'arava matnu hachi. Now in Eretz Yisrael they said it like this: Omer b'chama baruch v'omer b'yosi b'rebechanina molich u'mevi, to the four corners and the four winds of the earth. G'day latzor ruchot ra'ot, in order to prevent damaging winds from all four winds, the north wind, the south wind, the east wind, the west wind. Ma'aleh morid kidei latzor tilalim ra'im, and put up and down in order to prevent damaging condensate on the earth. Omer Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yovin zot omeret, from here you see that even shiarei mitzvah, which are not ma'akev at all, because you could do, bring the carbon and do without the tenufa at all, it's not ma'akev, and even these shiori mitzvah, which are not ma'akev the korban, are ma'akvim et apuranut. They prevent bad things from happening in the world. The ha'tenufa shiori mitzvah, tenufa, after all, is a leftover mitzvah, and it's otzeret ruchot ra'ot u'tlalim ra'im. Take a look at the impact that it has on our life. Omar Rabbah, the same halacha of halacha v'hova and ma'alev v'morid is true about a lulav as well. Now this, of course, is because the two issues are related. Both of them have to do with agriculture and worrying about the rains and the winds. Because when we do this, we're doing it for the mayim, with the avodah of the lulav. And when we do this on atzeret, we're doing it as well for the agriculture. That's the time of the gemar din on the tvuah, on the perot. And so because of that, they are very intimately connected, which leads us to look once again at the question of Rashi, which according to some Mefarshim, oh, it's those Ashkenazim, of course, it means that Rashi is lav dafka, it's got to be talking about that you do it right. However, indeed, the Rosh Paskins, not like that. And that it really means that at least the way the Torah brings it, is that it really means the way Rashi does it. Of course, there's Api Kabbalah, to do the Na'anuim, not in a circle, but indeed north, south, east, west. Now, Rav Acha bar Yaakov used to bring his lulavin and mamtile umaitle and his melech umevi, umachve hachi, And then he would point it, as if to say, Ve'amar, Gira ve'enei desitna, and he would actually mention, this should be arrows in the eyes of the sultan who's trying to be mekatrig against Yisrael. Now we've outwitted him and stopped him. Not a very good idea. V'lav miltei. Never start up with that. Mishum da'ati litgeruyebe. Because the Satan may start spending a little bit more time on you. And as you know, your putty in his hands. Tana Rabba. Zivchei shalom beit zibur to unim tenufa li'achar shchita. The way in which we do the tenufa of these lechem, the shtei lechem and the zivchei shalom beit zibur is utenufatan kemot shehem sholem at that point of erebi. So not only do we need the tenufa lifnei shchita, but we even need tenufa done after shchita. But that tenufa is kemot shehem whole before we cut up the meat. Divrei Rabbi. Chachamim memrim, not true. We do the tenufa with the chaz of a shok, as we do with shlomim. All shlomim, even shlomim of kachim kalim of a yach. Ramayka miflagei, Ramayla Rav Chista, Rav Amnuna. Ramayla Rav Amnuna, Rav Chista, the question, over here is the classic question of don mina umina, or don mina v'uki be'atra. So you recall when we have a limud that we learn from another location, all over we have the question as to whether the limud is limited to the particular piece of information which is then taken back into the context of that which we're learning it out of and put into the context of that which we're learning it to, or whether it's actually learned as it appeared in its original context, which is called don mina umina. So the Rabbanan Savri, don mina umina. So take along with it the entire context. If we're learning that Zivchei Shalmei Yachid required Tznufa Liyachar Shchita, then we know that Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur are Te'unim Tznufa Liyachar Shchita. So then the question is, how? In other words, the entire din, the original Tznufa that we do while they're still alive, that's one issue. But the Tznufa that's done Liyachar Shchita is very similar to the standard Shalmei Yachid, which, of course, the tefillah over there is the chaz of a shok. And this we already had back in the miluim, chazei atnufa, v'shok atruma. So therefore, we learn out that all shlomim, including zivchei shalmei tzibur, are t'unim tnufa v'yachar shchita. But once that's true, we have to learn it out from its original context. Umina, what was that tnufa that was done with shalmei yachid? Mahatam, the chaz of a shok, and only the chaz of a shok. And not that the animal should be shalem, which is a strange kind of thing to do. Do the shechita, and then before you you do the butchering of the behemah and take the parts that are going to be eaten and so on, take the entire animal, and you do another tenufa with it after shechita. Where would we get that from? So therefore, we learn it out from mina, ma'atam, just like by Shalmei Yachid, it's chaz v'shok, achacha because of a shok. As Rebbe Savar, the rule is don mina, take something out, learn it from it, but put it into the context of the thing that you're learning it to. V'uki ba'atra, put it into its proper space. We're now applying it into a different space of shalmei tzibur. This particular case is very different. So here's what to do. First, don mina. Ma zivchei shalmei yachid tunitru falachar shchita, af zivchei shalmei tzibur tunitru falachar shchita. So far I agree with you, because the don mina were both the same. However, uki ba'atra, put it where it belongs now into its new context. Hatam, it's different here than it's there. There by the shalmei yachid, it's only there where you have chaz v'shok alone. Mashenkin aval hacha, over here we have a model for a tnufa that already occurred mechayim before shkita, where by definition, the animal is shalem. So just like there, here, we find it's kemot shehen b'chayim, because we do it as they used to be when they were done before the shechita, and there the animal obviously wasn't butchered. So memele after shechita, we also do the entire animal, and there's no reason to think that it's limited to the chaz of a shok. Rav Papa Amar, no, that is not what the machlokas is. Kulei alma, the chachamim also are made that the halacha, is also mother chachamim, that the halacha is don mina umina. Why does Rebbe say that the zivchei shalmei tzibur remains shalem and not only the chaz of a shok? He says, because we are learning it out from Shalma Yochid. Look, just like over there by Shalma Yochid, what do we do the tenufa on? On the part that is the matanah to the Kohen, right? I mean, it happens to be that by Zivke Shalma Yochid, the only part that's a matanah to Kohen is the Chaz of Ashok. But then that's what we do here too. Afhocha by Shalma Tzibur, we take that which is a davar shematana l'kohen, but that happens to be the entire animal. Because by Zivche Shalmei Tzibur, the Kohanim eat the animal in its entirety, all of the meat. Ravina Amar, the Kulei Amar, Rebbe, and the Chachomim both agree on the contrary. To don minavu uke be'atra, the reason that the Rabbanan hold that we don't learn out the Shlomim achar Shchita, from the Shlomim, the Tnufa that's done before Shchita, and instead we concentrate only on the Chaz of Ashok, is because it says beferish by the Shalmei Yachid, instead of saying the word Shelamav, which you would expect, instead it says Shalmehen. Shalmehen means a general rule for all Shlamim. And Shalmehen is Ribuyehu, to be Marba even Zivche Shalmei Tzibur, that only the Chaz of Ashok is done. But Enochinami. So if it wouldn't have been for the special pasuk, which is said in terms in Sav, in terms of the general, the typical halacha of individuals, kachim kalim shlomim et chazeh trufa vet shoka truma lakachti me'et bnei Yisrael mizivche shalmehem. So which is mashma even a lashon of rabbim. So that means if we're talking about a lashon of the yachid, fine. We're talking about the Rabbim, then the only case we have is Zivke Shalmei Tzibur. But in both cases, it would be Chaz of Ashok. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shilosha Minim Teunin Shalosh Mitzvot, Shtayim Bekol Achat Ushlishit Ein Behem. Getting into the details, we have a set of three korbanot, Zivke Shalmei Yachid, Zivke Shalmei Tzibur, and the Yosha Mitzera, that have slight variations in how they balance three dinim between them. The Zivke Shalmei Yochid have two out of the three. Namely, they require Smicha Chayim, they require Tnufa Shchutim, but they don't have Tnufa Chayim the way Zivke Shalmei Tzibur has. On the other hand, Zivke Shalmei Tzibur require Tnufa Chayim Vishchutim, but there's no din of Smicha the way the Zivke Shalmei Yochid has. The Asher Metzera requires Smicha, and it has tenufa only chai, the ein bo tenufa shachut. Ask the Gemara, but why, in fact, don't we learn out one from the other? Why should we learn out only in one direction? Let's learn out the Zivke Shalmei Yochid requiring tenufa chayim, not only with the Chaz of Ashok, and learn it out of a Kal Vachomer from Zivke Shalmei Tzibur. Uma Zivke Shalmei Tzibur she'ein tu'unim smicha mechayim. The Zivke Shalmei Tzibur don't require smicha. Nonetheless, they do require tenufa while they're still alive. Zivke Shalmei Yochid, which require even smicha when they're alive, should require additional concentration on the dinim of the behemah while it's still living. And therefore, for sure, we should require tenufa chayim. So in other words, if we view what we're doing, bechayim, as a particular aveda that prepares the behemah for its being used as a korban, so something with the Torah's makbid to do smicha, namely this Shalmei Yochid, should certainly, the Torah should be makbid on more than it is on the Shalmei Tzibur, we don't need smicha, to also require the tenufa prior to shchita. And says the Gemara, we would have said that, except that since it says, by Zivke Shalmei Tzibur, ve'hinif ha-kohen otam, the otam tells us dafka otam, lemute Zivke Shalmei Yochid, which, although they're shlomim, are not learned from these shlomim. Okay, so now that that's true, let's go back and question the other issue. Because, look, basically, when you set things up like this, as Rabbi Shimon did, you're setting yourself up for needing to explain why each part of the set shouldn't be learned out as a Kal Vachomer from the other parts, once we're mamayit one of the three dinim. So now let's turn around and say that Zivke Shalmei Tzibur should certainly require smicha mikal v'chomer. If Zivke Shalmei Yochid do not require tenufa chayim, nonetheless require smicha while it's alive. Zivke Shalmei Tzibur should tune in tenufa while it's chayim, should certainly require the additional basic issue, which is even true of Zifrei Shama Yochid, namely smicha. So ein odin shetu'anim smicha. Omer Ravina, this is halacha l'mashim yisina. Emirei shtei smichot betzibur. We have a Kabbalah that there are only two times that a tzibur does smicha. And that, of course, is the famous case of Yom HaKippurim. And the less famous case, but which relates to Yom Kippur, which is the Par Halam Dover Shal Tzibur. So the Sora Mishtaleach and the Par Halam Dover are Halakha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, unique in Dinim of Smicha. Now let's get on to the third case, the Asham Mitzora. Yehei Asham Mitzora, Ta'un Tenufa Shachut Mikal V'Chomer. Now, this is a very strange halacha, that the Asham, as opposed to every other case that we're aware of in the Torah, the Asham requires Tenufa Dafka Mikhai. It doesn't have any Tenufa associated with it, Liyaka Shchita. I mean, if it requires even Shchita Mechaim, isn't it a Kal V'Chomer that should require Tenufa if it's Shachut? Because Ma'aziv Chei Shalme Yachid, they do not require Tenufa Chaim, nonetheless require Tenufa Shechutim. Asham Mitzora, Shetoun Tenufa Chai. Once the Torah has been Megala that you need to do the Tenufa, while it's still alive before Shechita, Koshikain, it should require Tenufa Shechut, and be at least as good as that, so that it would be similar to the Zifke Shal Mitzibur. Ein Odin Shetoun Tenufa Shechut, and says the Gemara, Mi Et Rachmana, by Zifchei Shalma Yachid, Lahanif Oto Tenufa. What would have been perfectly acceptable, simply to say, Lahanif Tenufa? So therefore, to say Oto means Oto Menifim, but Asha Mitzora ain't no Menifim. And therefore, Oto is B'mayet, Lema'ute Asha Mitzora. Tonu Rabbana, Chamisha, if you have five people who join up in a partnership to bring a korban, Sheviu Korban Echad, the halacha is that the tenufa is not done by every one of the ba'alim, but echad meniv al yedei kulam, because this does not have to be done specifically by everyone that has shaychus, and in fact, it doesn't really have to be done by the owner. So that ha'isha, that is meviyah korban, kohen meniv al yado, meaning as her shliach, or if somebody sends korbanot mibidin atayam, it is nowhere near the Beit HaMikdash. He simply buys a coupon for a korban and mails it in from Australia. So HaKohen Meniv al yado. He essentially is the mishaleach of the korban, and it's done by the Kohen for him. Ushtei alechem ushtei kivsei atzer tana rabbana vehinif hakohen otam al lechem habikurim yochol yaniach kvasim agabe alechem Talmud lomar al shnei kvasim, but that's a problem because yal shnei kvasim yochol lechem agabe kvasim Talmud lomar al lechem habikurim, in which case we're stuck with nishtakel hakatuf vehini yodea im lechem agabe kvasim or im kvasim agabe lechem. Well, the only way out of this is to use your brains. Ma matzino b'chol makom lechem l'mala, afkan lechem l'mala. What do you mean b'chol makom hecha? Amrav Papa b'miluim. Rabbi Yosi ben Amishulam omer, on the contrary, the kvasim are l'mala. Umani mekayim al shnei kvasim, not for positioning, but rather conceptually. Lotzi shiv'a, the kvasim that are being brought at the same time for olot. Chanina ben Chachinoi omer, meniach shte alechem ben yerchoteen shel kvasim omeniv, and that way you're mekayim both lechem agabe kvasim and kvasim agabe lechem. Omar Rebbe blech. Lefnei melech basav adam ein osim kein. Lefnei melech bachei amlachim hakadosh baruch hu osim kein. Ela meniach ze betzad ze omeniv. The point is that it's shown you that it's meant to be next to, and next to can be understood in both directions. And then he's meniv. But what do you mean next to? It says al. Omer Rav Chista Rav Nuna, Vamla Rav Nuna Rav Chista. This is Rebbe Lashitato. The Yomar al always means bisamuch. The Tanya, Venatata al hamarechet levanazaka. Rabbi Omer al bisamuch. Ata Omer al bisamuch. O ina ela al mamash. Kishu omer v'sakota al ha'aronet ha'parochet. You think that means mamash? Havi omer al besambuch. Molicha meviu ma'ale umorid omer b'chia barava omer Rabbi Yochanan. Molicha mevi lemi sharuchot shelo. Ma'ale umorid lemi shashamayim va'aret shelo. B'ma'arava matnu hachi. Omer b'chama baruch v'omer b'yosip rabbi chanina. Molicha mevi kidei la'atzor ruchot ra'ot. Ma'ale umorid kidei la'atzor telalim ra'im. Omer b'yosip rabbi avin zot omeret shiare mitzvah ma'akvin et apuranut. Dotnufa shiare mitzvahi. And nonetheless, it's a tzeret ruchot ra'ot utlalim ra'im. Omar Rabba v'chein lulav. And that v'chein lulav also would be nogea here, because there we know from the Yerushalmi that even though it only mentions the four directions, it's really three nanuim in each direction. And here too, it's three movements in each direction, as we'll talk about later. Now, Rav Acha bar Yaakov used to be mamtilo, maitilo, machve achi, gotcha. Vama gira ben in a sitna. Valav milti to do that kind of thing. Mishum va'ati lit geruye be. Ton rabbonav zivchei shalmet zibur to unim tenufa liachar shchita. So not only do we need the tenufa lifnei shchita, but we even need tenufa done after shchita. But that tenufa is kemot shehen whole, before we cut up the meat. Divrei Rebbe, v'chachamim omrim, it's only because of a shock. But my kamiflege, omar alei Rav Chista, al Rav Amnuna, v'armel Rav Amnuna, Rav Chista, k'bedomino omino, bedomino v'ukibat raka biflege. Rabbonan Savri, don mino omino? Okay, ma zivchei shalme yochet unitunu falach ha-shkita, v'zivchei shalme tzibur tu unitunu falach ha-shkita. Continue, umina, ma hatam ba zivchei shalme yochet, it's because of a shock, afachanami because of a shock. Whereas Rabbi Savar don mina vuki batra, ma zivchei shalme yachit teunim tenufa l'yach ha-shchita, av zivchei shalme tzibur teunim tenufa l'yach ha-shchita, fine, but now, uki batra, hatamu by the yachit where it's because of a shok alone, but over here, it would be kamot shehen, because it's kamot shehen b'chayim. Rav Papa Amar, now that's not the machloket. Kuli amadol mina uminahu. The reason that Rebbe over here says that it should be dafka the way Shamit Zibor, time of the Rebbe is completely different. It's not because of Shamit Zibor. That's a coincidence. It's kiata. On the contrary, it's like Shamit Yachi. Ma'atam davar shematan ala kohen, which happens to be there the cause of a shuk. Afachat davar shematan ala kohen, which happens to be shalem. Ravina Amadekule Amadomina Avuki Batra, on the contrary. So why did the Rabbanan argue? Vaina time of the Rabbanan? Because they learned that we have a ribui of Shalmehen. And Shalmehen means all Shalmim should be brought with Tinufa because of a shog. Ribuyu. Rabbi Shimon Omer Shloshaminim Tunim Shalosh Mitzvot. Each one of which has Shtaim and is missing the Shlishit. And here's how it goes. Zivchei shalme yachid tu'unim smicha chayim u'tenufa shchutin, but there's no tenufa chayim. Zivchei shalme tzibur tu'unim tenufa chayim u'shchutin, but en mem smicha. Asham etzora tu'un smicha u'tenufa chay, but en bo tenufa shchut. Now the question is, why not learn one from the other? Use zivchei shalme yachid tu'unim tenufa chayim. If Zivchei Shalme Tzibur ain't Tunim Smicha Chayim, nonetheless, are Tunim Tenufa Chayim, Zivchei Shalme Yachid, which requires Smicha Chayim, Kol Shekein ain't Odin Shetunim Tenufa Chayim. Ah, but Miet Rachmanaga, but Zivchei Shalme Tzibur, Otam, and Otam is from Utei Zivchei Shalme Yachid. So now that we know that, you Zivchei Shalme Tzibur Tunim Smicha Mikav Vachomer. Uma Zivchei Shalme Yachid Shein Tunim Tenufa Chayim. Nonetheless, Tu'unim Smicha, Zivchei Shalme Tzibur, which require even Tenufa Mechaim, ain't a din that they should be Ton Smicha. Om Ravina, this is Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai, that Gemirei Shtei Smichot B'Tzibur, which is only Yom Kippur and Paralam Tov. V'yei Asher Metzorata Untenufa Shachut Mikal V'Chomer, if Zivchei Shalme Yachid, which don't require Tenufa Chaim, nonetheless, require Tenufa Shchutim, Asham mitzora sheta'un tenufa chai ein odin sheta'un tenufa shachut? Yes, but miyet rachmana. Gavizif chesham ayachid oto, and oto is lemaute asham mitzora. Don rabona. Chamisha sheviu korban echad, echad benifa yedei kulam. If an ishaz mevia, korei menifa yado. If somebody is sholeh korbanotav mivinat hayam, korei menifa yado. Okay, we're holding on to Samach Beis Amud Aleph at the two dots, close to one third of the way down. Tana Rabbanan. So we said Shtei Alechem, Shnei Kivsei Atzeres. We went through the various dinim that the Shtei Alechem together with the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, we require Tenufa Chai. We also have Tenufa Meis and Kivsei Atzeres. Tana Rabbanan. It says in the Pasuk, Ve'hiniv HaKohen Osam Al Lechem HaBikurim, which sounds like literally, we put the Shtei Alechem, the Kvasim, on top of the Shtei Alechem. So, in which case, you would say, Yachol Yaniyah Kvasim Al Gabei Alechem. You might think that that indeed means that when you do the Tenufa, the Kvasim should be on top of the Shtei Alechem. Talmud Lomar. Therefore, the Pasuk also says it the other way around. Al Shnei Kvasim. Oh boy. Yal Shnei Kvasim, Yachol Lechem Al Gabei Kvasim. But then you would say that the lechem goes on top of the kvasim, tam lomer al lechem ha-bikurim. But on the other hand, the Torah said the opposite. It said that the kvasim seemed to go on the lechem. Nishtakel ha-katuv. So basically, from the pasuk, it's even, both directions. Ve'ini yodea in lechem ha-gabei kvasim, in kvasim ha-gabei lechem. There's no way for me to determine from the lashon of the pasuk which goes where. Therefore, we must conclude that ma matzino v'chol makom lechem lemala, afkan lechem lemala. So we should look to the general rule, just like we find all over, we spoke about this last night, that lechem goes on top where there's lechem, so too here the lechem should go on top. And just as we asked yesterday, Heicha, what is the model for that conclusion? Amar papa b'miluim, basically, from the fact that we have, by the miluim, that he's supposed to take misal ha-matzot v'yosem ala chalavim al-shaka yamin. So that means that the matzah goes on top, so you too also, the shtei alechem, go on top. Rabbi Yossi ben HaMeshulam omer, no, actually, kvasim l'mala. U'ma ani mekayim al shnei kvasim lo tishiv'ah. There's actually no steer in the pasuk. The words al shnei kvasim are not there to determine the placement of the lechem. Al shnei kvasim means on, and there's the halacha of shnei kvasim, together with, as opposed to together with the seven kvasim that are also brought on the on Shavuos. So it's identifying the shnei kvasim, which are the shalmei tzibur. Specifically, those are the ones that are brought with the lechem. But in terms of what to put where, we only have the pasuk Ve'hiniv HaKohen Osam Al Lechem HaBikurim, that the kvasim go on the lechem, and that's the practice of the pasuk. And there's no reason to be motziyit mipshuto. Chanina ben Chachinai Yomer, he has now a completely simple solution, taking both sukkim as referring to placement, and showing that it's possible to do both. What you do is meniach shtei alechem bein yarchoteihem shel hakvasim umeniach v'nimtza mekayem shnei hanikraot halalu. What you do is you take the lechem, you hold the kvasim upside down, you put the lechem between their legs, and then you're meniach, and then you have both psukim true. You have the lechem on the kvasim, on their body, but you have the kvasim on the lechem with their lips.
A double decker.
It's disgusting. In order to put a lechem between the legs of an animal and wave it at Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's absurd. You put them simply one next to each other, they're not on top of each other at all. What do you mean? But it says al. Some say it was Rav Nuna said Rav Kista. This is exactly Rebbe Sheet all over. Rebbe Lataime, because Rebbe understands that the word al never means literally on top of, but al means bisamuch. The time means next to, the Tanya. So where it says to put the levona on top of the ma'areket alechem, the Rebbe says this means al besamuch. It means you put it near the ma'areket. Doesn't mean you put it on the ma'areket. Atomer al besamuch oina ela al mamash. Well, I mean, we find in the Mishkan it says v'sakota al ha'aronet ha'paroket. Is the paroket on top of the aron? So haviomer al besamuch. So clearly the Torah is using the word al, meaning next to it. So over here also means next to it. Much more reasonable than saying you put the bezich levona on top of the lechem, literally. Molichu meviyu ma'aleo mori. Now we said that the derech of doing tenufa is to move it forward and back, and it's away from you and towards you, and also ma'aleo mori, also up and down. Omre b'chia barava, omre yochren, molichu mevi l'misha rukot shelo. Basically, you're trying to show that the tenufa, that this is going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Holoka v'havoa is to show that this is given to he who to whom the four winds blow for. And that is the one who makes the four winds blow. Male morid for the one who owns Shus Kodesh Shamayim v'Aretz. B'marav amatnu hachi. Whereas in Eretz Yisrael, they learn Omer Chama Baruch Hu. Omer of Yosef Redefanina, Molichu mevi kidei la'atzor ruchot ra'ot, that the forward and back movement is indeed a remez to ruchos, but not to misha ruchot shalom, but rather that it's a hashpah, that the ruchos should be a ruach that is noach, and it's an otzer, it prevents ruchos ro'os. Malo morid kidei la'atzor kelolim ra'im. And the up and down movement is to prevent things that come from up to down, namely the towel. That the towel should be a good towel. The door probably is getting to close. So you see from here, Amr of Yossi, Baravavi, Zoto Meret, Shiarei Mitzvah Ma'akvim Metapuranut. You see from here that even the leftovers of a mitzvah, something that's not Ma'akvim, the Yikudim, prevents Puranut from coming to the world. The Tenufa Shiarei Mitzvah. Tenufa is not Ma'akiv Kapor. So in a sense, it's the add-ons, it's the luxuries of the mitzvahs. And nonetheless, it is sufficient to be Yotzer Ruach Ro and to Lolim Roi. Of what to what?
Of why this Tenufa and why this is meant to impact those things. Lulu would understand why.
Because it's coming for the weather. We haven't finished. Omar Rabba became Lulav. Says Rabba, the same thing is true of Lulav. We also move in this fashion, and it has the same remozim. So you need also a molech umevi. So Tosfos says it could be that Tnufa is not defined in this fashion. It's dafka by the tznufa of the shtei alechem and the tznufa by lulav, because after all, these are the times in which there's the din, either on tfuah or on mayim. So the din is coming, the dafka on inyanim, that have to do with the weather. So there the tznufa would be meramis, specifically on the avodas hamayim, specifically on the avodas tfuah. So there it makes sense that there should be a melech who may be, that is a remnant to inyanim of weather. But it could be that this doesn't define the nature of tenufa, Tosfos suggests.
Okay, see what you mean by the shelach. Tfuah is on Pesach. Shuach said tfuah.
Huh?
Shuach said tfuah by Tzeres. By shelach, and it's really that. Okay, see what you mean, no? By Pesach, it says tfuah.
I understand, but that's not going to help you for the shtei alechem. Shtei alechem is by Tzeres.
Exactly, it's by Tzeres. Yeah.
Oh, I said tefillah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah. Okay. It's also important just to note that the Maisa, there's another movement in the lulav, which Tosfos brings over. It's not that the back and forth is the entire thing, because you need to have a nianua in the halacha of a. So it needs to be shaking also, not just moving back and forth. Right? And that. Right, okay. Yeah, so continues the Gemara.
Rav Acha bar Yaakov would not only be mamzilei umaisilei, he would bring his ruler back and forth, but mach v'yalki would also aim it like it was an arrow, v'yomar gira beina desitna, and he would say these are arrows in the eyes of Satan. V'lav milsi, that's not a very good idea. Mishum ta'asi v'skaruye ben, you don't really want to start up, but it's okay to make it a remedy with Allah, blah, blah, blah. You know, I mean, you may very well end up on the losing side if you start with that kind of shit.
Is it shaking the Kuvan?
No, none of it's the Kuvan. Even the Tzuruf itself, Allah was on the Kuvan. Tana Rabbanan, Zibche Shal made Tzibur to Unim Tznufa, Le'acha Shchita. The Kivsi Atzeres require a second Tznufa, after Shchita. And the tnufa is done with the animal still whole. Before we take out the murim, and before there's no cause of a shock or anything like that. So it's just red. What do you mean?
It's tnufa is a big piece of meat to be.
It's one person. Sure, it's one person. The chachamim omrim, the cause of a shock. The chachamim say no. It's done with the cause of a shock, not with the entire animal. On what is the machlokes based? On leukista, Rava Nuna, some say there's another leukista. The machlokes is based around the question of domino mina, or domino buki basroka miflage. So the question is always whether when we learn something out from another location, do we learn it out as an entirety, or do we learn out the basic concept, but then apply the particulars from within the thing that we've learned out to? So the Rabbanan hold don mino mina. Rabbanan say, look, when you learn something out from another thing, you lift it en masse from that thing. So if you're learning out the zibchei shalmei tzibur, basically from zibchei shalmei yochid, the same way that zibchei shalmei yochid requires tnufa li'acha shchita, that becomes now the model. So the zibchei shalmei yochid, how is the tnufa done li'acha shchita? We learn it out from the but we learn it out from Mina, the same way that we do it by Zibchei Shalmei Yochid. And just like Mahasam is because of a shok, Hapochanami because of a shok, since that's the mocker of the halacha, so it becomes now the definition of how it's done. Whereas Rebbe holds Don Mina Vukibatra. So as we learn it out indeed from Zibchei Shalmei Yochid. And we say, Ma Zibchei Shalmei Yochid, regular Shlomi. To unim tnufa li'acha shchita, ap zibchei shalmei tzibur to unim tnufa li'acha shchita. But when it comes to defining the way in which it's done, the halachas, uki batra, you have to learn now the dinim from within the context of the halacha that you're learning too. So just like, I mean, by the chaz of a shok, that's by zibchei shalmei yochid, is that for us, the chaz of a shok? We've already seen that the Torah defined a tnufa by zibchei shalmei tzibur when they're whole. Because when they're alive, one can't possibly have the chaz of a shok when they're alive. It's obviously a live animal, yeah? So if that's the case, the same thing that we did in Bichayim, we do the yakashkita. The Father says, no, not necessarily. It could be that kuliyama hold, don minau minau. The reason that Rebbe in this case argues and nonetheless says that we don't learn it out of Zibchei Shalmei Yochid to say that it's the chaz of a shok is because he learns that we are learning from Zibchei Shalmei Yochid, but not chaz of a shok. We're learning the idea from Zibchei Shalmei Yochid. But just like Hossam, just like by the regular Shlomi, what is given to be done the tnufa with? The Dover Shematana la Kohen. The Chaz of a Shok is because the Chaz of a Shok is being given to the Kohen. Fine. So by Zibchei Shalmei Tzibur, the same thing, whatever given to the Kohen, we'll do it to Nufan. By the Zibchei Shalmei Tzibur, the whole thing is given to the Kohen. So we're being consistent with the halacha of Zibchei Shalmei Yochid. So Mahasim Dover Shematana la Kohen, Havaka Dover Shematana la Kohen. Where Rabina says, on the contrary, the kulayama domino buki batra could be the contrary. Everybody holds that we ought to learn it out of the halak of zibchei shalmei tzibur. And just like zibchei shalmei tzibur, b'chayehem ashleimim, so too the tenufa would be sholem. The reason that the Rabbanan argue is not because of domino mina, but because of a special remez in the pasuk of shlomi. Because the Torah says shalmehem. It says the Farish, it's kazeh ha-tenufa ve-tshoka truma lakach b'nei b'nei Yisrael mizivchei shalmehem. What's shalmehem? It's an adding. So it is what it's saying is both types of shalami. Even shalmehem, even if a shalmeh of a tzibur. In which case it's saying the Farish, that the cause of a shok is meant to be munaf on zivchei shalmeh tzibur. But if it wouldn't have been for that extra pasuk, I would not have learned out the halakha from Uki Domina Galu Umina. I would have learned it out from Uki Bantra. I would have learned it out from the din of Shalmei Tzibur that it should be Shleimi, just like it was in the Tenufa Chai. Then we had the next very interesting combination of halakha that Rabbi Shimon points out in the Mishnah, that we have a set of three types of Shlomim in which each one is privy to two out of three mitzvahs. A different two out of the three. Because we have three mitzvahs, three shlamim, but no one of those shlamim gets all three of those mitzvahs. So Rabbi Shimon Amar shlosha minim, tu'unim shalosh mitzvot, shtayim bekolachat, and in each case, shlishit ein behem. A third, one of the three, doesn't apply. Ve'elohim, this is the set that I'm referring to. Zivchei shalmei yochid is one, zivchei shalmei tzibur is two, and the asher metzora is three. Now, the all of these share three mitzvahs, but in a different way. The zivchei shalmei yochid requires smicha, smicha is always mechayim, and it requires tenufa, but only shochut. There's no din of tenufa chayim. Whereas Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur requires tenufa chayim vishvutim, as we just saw, but there's no din of smicha in Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur. Asher Metzora requires smicha and tenufa both dan chayim, but not tenufa shakut. Now, the question is why we don't derive the halachas one from the other. Because let's start with the Zivchei Shalmei Yochid. Let's start with the standard carbon shlomi. Why shouldn't we say that the din of Tenufa Chaim should apply to Zivchei Shalmei Yochid from a Kalva Chaim? Uma Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, she'ein tu'unim smicha chayim, nonetheless are tu'unim Tenufa Chaim, the Zivchei Shalmei Yochid should smicha chayim, in odin she'tu'una Tenufa Chaim. We should say that if shlomim of a Yochid that do require smicha, should certainly require tenufa, if zivchei shalmei tzibur that don't have smicha require tenufa. And the reason that we don't say that is because mi'eik rachmana gabi zivchei shalmei tzibur osam. It's because we have a special pasuk to tell me that tenufa is osam, osam meaning alone, only these out of the shlomim, lemutei zivchei shalmei yochid. Ah, so now that that's a given, why don't we derive Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur requiring smicha from a Kal Vachomer? If Zivchei Shalmei Yochid do not require Tenufa Chaim, but they do require smicha, so Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, which requires Tenufa Chaim, should certainly require smicha Chaim. Amar Avinah, because Gemira Shtei Smichas B'Tzibur. We have a Kabbalah, Halach L'Meshe B'Sinai, there's two and only two smichas that are done B'Tzibur, and that's only the Par Halam Dover Shal Tzibur and the Sera Mishtaleach. Nothing else is done on a carbon that is brought by the tzibur. L'maisa, this is the machlokes agave, the isi'irei avodes kechavim. If you hold that there's also smicha by isi'irei avodes kechavim, you don't hold of this tumirim, so then there's a pasuk that excludes specifically. Which Tosfos goes into, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. So there's he would learn from a pasuk actually to exclude other smichas.
Who would do the smicha?
Whoever, the same, the, who does the smichas are the ones that we do. The Paral and Dover Shal Tzibur, the Kohen that is bringing it, and the Sarah Mishtalev is the Kohen Gadol. It depends, you know, it depends on the case, clearly. Why don't we say now that an Asher Metzora should require Tznufa Shachut has a Kavachomer. If Zivchei Shamecha Yochid, which doesn't require Tznufa Chaim, still requires Tznufa Shchutim, so Nosha Metzera, which does require Tznufa Chaim, should for sure require the standard Tznufa, which is Shachut, and then Shetot Tznufa Shachut, Miyed Rachmana, Gabe Zivchei Shamecha Yochid, also the Mudi Hashem Metzera. It tells us specifically that only Zivchei Shamecha Yochid are chayev in Tznufa Shachut, as opposed to an Asher Metzera. Tana Rabbanan, Chamisha she'eviu korban echad, echad menifa yedei kulam. If five people are bringing a korban shlomim, only one of them, as we saw that yadav tevienu, so one of them is appointed to do Tznufa on behalf of the Baalim, and of course we also have the yedei hakorev, which is underneath. The Aisha, whenever a woman brings a korban, the Kohen meniv al yada, because as we saw yesterday, we learn out Tnufa is B'nai Yisrael and not B'nos Yisrael. And Ashaleach korban otav v'medinat hayam, somebody who sends a korban shlomim from Medinat hayam, Kohen meniv al yado. There too, the fact that there's no violin to be maniv is not ma'ake, and in that case, the Kohen does the entire tznufa. That was relatively painless.